artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
My computer is going to sue me for using that voice. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get charged by my computer for theft. That digital voice is right, though. We're off into hour number two. It's Toward Anarchy. It is the 26th of January. If you have to dig through the archive to find us, the links are there as always. And I'm talking to Adam Kokesh, and we have to do this thing. Adam, I usually ask all of my guests these sort of six questions. They're just sort of questions that I hope that people have thought about the answers to. But I wanted to do something different with you because I played around with this. I'm just always doing these silly little things, but I don't know what the point is. I think it's just about thinking, about reaction, getting that, you know, that instantaneous response. So I thought I would mix these two things that I've been doing together and make them one thing instead of just asking you binary questions. Binary answer questions like sure. I had been. What I want you to do is play a game of word association with me.
All right.
We'll have to do that one last because that would defeat the whole purpose if we go wrong. So we'll start with property.
My body.
Okay. Great. I love that. That's great. Because that tells me that you understand the idea that we are our own property and nobody else owns us. That's good. I like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So how about borders then? That's similar to property, kind of. Not really.
My fence line.
Okay. Good. Good. Man.
The only legitimate borders are private property borders.
All right, brother. Yeah, you're good at that. You got this down. All right, let's see. Okay. All right, how about police?
Thugs,
pirates, scum. Oh, sorry, I'm projecting.
You don't care to away there.
Yeah. man, boy, they bring it on themselves. What can you say? Okay, how about this one? Free market.
Peace.
Oh, beautiful. Oh. Wonderful answer. I like that. This is so much better than the binary answers that I've been getting before. Money.
Yes. Oh, wait, that wasn't a yes or no question?
That's all right. Yes, it's fine. But if there's another
Bitcoin.
Word. Okay, good. All right. Choice in currencies is what I read in that.
Yeah.
All right. And so then the last one, we'll get down to it. Voting.
Preference.
All right, fair enough. That was a very good political answer, actually. I like that. I'll tell you.
Go ahead. Given the name of your show being Towards Anarchy, you know, I'm in that frame of mind towards voting, where it's something that as libertarians, you know, we all at some point have to grapple with and really come to terms with philosophically and understand that there's nothing unethical about voting. Even if you're voting for something unethical, it's an expression of preference. What's unethical, and this is really important for understanding libertarian or voluntarist ethics, is that it's you have to ascribe direct moral agency to people providing or performing an action that is a violation of ethics or the non-aggression principle. And when you walk into a voting booth and you vote for a lesser evil, yes, you are voting for evil. You're expressing a preference for a certain amount of evil versus more evil, perhaps. And that's fine. That's not a violation in any way in particular that you would have to say violates the non-aggression principle. And expressing that preference is actually really critical to moving society forward. Now, in the debate between agorism and political action, I'm definitely on the political action side, but not as a means of exclusivity, because agorism, and I assume, if correct me if I'm wrong, that your audience is familiar with these general
I think they are
terms, but that agor withdrawing your material support from the state is great. I'm an advocate, I'm a practitioner, but I understand that by itself it is not enough to stop the evil of the state, which exists with at least an illusion of the consent of the governed. And if you were to take 95% of the population and convince them of agorism and get them to stop paying taxes and to stop working for the government, if the other just 5% of society believed in government and kept doing it, and we never asked them to stop or demanded that they stop, and you know, they would still collect taxes and hire people with guns to point them at you. And I can prove this because the first American constitutional presidential election only had 2% of the population voting, white landowning males for the most part. And the government didn't say, "Oh, shucks, well, we only got 2%. I guess we're just going to have to go home and let people be free." No, they said, "Screw you. We wrote a constitution. We're going to be in charge of you now. And we're going to impose all these laws and injustices and start wars and central banks and so on and so forth." So I do believe that political action, one way or another, is going to be a critical component of humanity's inevitable advancement to a voluntary society. What I'm proposing, and I'm so glad that you didn't introduce me as a presidential candidate, because I throw in my mouth a little bit every time I hear that or have to introduce myself, because my platform is, you know, taking the federal government through a bankruptcy process, dissolving it and making it the Constitution null and void on day one, and beginning a peaceful, orderly, responsible process that leaves us with 50 independent states and up to 562 sovereign native nations. And I do believe that this is the easy way as opposed to the hard way, which is letting it collapse, having some economic upheaval where power remains concentrated in the hands of the few and people remain disempowered. Instead, in this process, transparent, open, decentralized, we get to get all of our stuff back that's been stolen from us. And I could be wrong. I still believe that this is the best way to present the message, as opposed to government this, government that, to be able to say it's about localization. You can have as much or as little government as you want, as long as it's voluntary. We don't have a problem with that. And this is how we get there in the best way for everyone. It could be that the Republicans and Democrats, they might win. And if they do, it means that they will be able to slow human progress for decades, if not centuries, and hold on to power and every racket that the people will allow government to hold on to while we drag them kicking and screaming issue by issue, like with cannabis, for example, or the drug war in general, you know, kicking and screaming, giving up a chunk of their racket at a time in order to maintain as much of it as possible. I don't want to see it go that way. I think we're capable of a lot better, and that's a big part of why I'm doing this.
I'm glad you spelled that all out, because the reality is that I don't particularly take a preference. I don't necessarily vote, but I'm not against the idea, because I realize that it doesn't. It's not a violation of the NAP or one of these other principles. There's more to it than that. It's not that simple. We don't live in that black and white society that so many people want to try to paint us into. And that what I believe in is that people need to be working towards positive action and towards growth. And you have to do that being armed with the most and the best information that you possibly can get. And that's the point. The reality of this show, you know, Toward Anarchy, isn't about trying to tell people that they have to rebel against the system or in any particular sense like that. It's the reality that we live in, daily. The fact that we make all of these choices and interact with people and influence the world around us without at any consideration or the need for authority whatsoever. And it, so much so, there's so many people doing so much without that consideration or that need for authority around the world that the actual need for consideration of authority is so minuscule that it almost doesn't even exist. That's the reality of the numbers in it, and that's what this is about.
No, I think we take it for granted,
Well, it's
absolutely. I would go. I would just go a step further with this analysis of voting. And if you're one of the a holes running the system, and you go, oh my gosh, people are waking up. People are waking up to freedom. They're waking up to the fact that government is a racket. That it's fundamentally unethical. What would you want to do? I mean, like think. You know, as a conspiracy theorist for a second, or just as a criminal detective. If you're seeing all these crimes, let's consider the means, motive, and opportunities of the perpetrators. Let's see. Would we want the libertarian movement to have the semantic split into anarchists versus minarchists? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've heard me just now even lay out, you know, my understanding of freedom and voluntarism based on self-ownership and the non-aggression principle. And, some people would say, well, Adam, that makes you an anarchist. Well, I'm really a voluntarist. I don't think, you know, if anarchy means no government, then, you know, I'm okay with, you know, local voluntary government or student body government. Like, I'm not going to say you can't use that word or use that word for your own organizational concept as long as it's voluntary. So when your objective is ethics, as most libertarians or propertarian anarchists or voluntarists would say, like, yes, our objective is not a particular aesthetic outcome. It's to end injustice. It's to call humanity to a higher standard of ethics. Well, if you're the powers that be, you go, yep, let's create an artificial semantic divide here. Let's divide the movement. And then let's make it so that anybody who identifies as an anarchist thinks that voting is bad. Let's get them to bully anybody who believes the system is a racket into not voting because it's endorsing. It's like I've heard this argument from anarchists, and I honestly think these people are government plants. I don't think they're real activists. I think if you come into the anarchist community and say don't vote, that's an act of aggression. You're legitimizing government. Not only are you doing their dirty work for them, because think about it: if you're the powers that be, and you go, well, of eligible voters in America, 30% vote Democrat, 30% vote Republican, and 40% never even vote in presidential elections, yet you want to keep it that way. You know, you want to keep that voting actually engaged population down to the people who are controllable and swayable and frankly gullible enough to vote for Republicans and Democrats without questioning it. So if you're saying, well, if you vote, you're legitimizing government, that is absolute nonsense. No amount of voting can legitimize an unethical institution. But by clearly expressing a preference publicly in a way that's irrefutable now, that they, at least to some extent, have to count to say, no, we're putting our foot down. We're not putting up with this crap anymore. That's not only legitimate, it is righteous and necessary as part of the process of moving humanity towards freedom as fast as possible. And to ignore it, To pretend that voting is irrelevant, that you can just go live in your cave and not engage with this violent gang that is constantly threatening us, is in a way to give in, and I refuse to do that.
It is a bit of a compromise, and I get it for anybody who wants to do it either way. I completely understand, because what you won't find here is me trying to tell people that they can't do their thing. In fact, it's the exact opposite. I think that they have to. I think that we all have to be doing something. Whatever it is, you've got to figure it out. And you've got to do it in such a way that it is satisfying and that it works for you, and that you can see that there's progress and that there's change and there's growth in the things that you are turning to, because we don't have a lot of time and we don't have a lot of influence. We have to do what we can around us to influence and change the things around us if we feel that they need to be changed at all. You're not going to convince me that there can't be voluntary government, whatever. Okay, so maybe government means mind control. If you break down the words, maybe it does. But my point is that I know that you can have voluntary community, because the reality is that we all live in them. There's only leeches and people that are applying their force on top of our voluntary communities that already exist and already existed and will continue to exist.
Yes. Absolutely. No, yeah. The most important communities already are the voluntary ones, people that choose to associate, families, businesses, churches, religious organizations, customers of a particular business. You are a community of people who are, by virtue of patronizing a business, combining your economic resources to get something done. And we take all those for granted. When, you know, we have this artificial concept of a nation or, you know, federal, state, whatever identity thrust upon us.
It's That's the point. Those things are absolutely...
I'm a human being, God damn it. My life has value.
It has value.
Are we going to get sued for including a network quote? Was my impersonation of Howard Beale poor enough that we're not going to get triggered on the content ID on that one?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to be careful. No, you know, when you do it yourself, when you re-record and do a lot of those things yourself, they don't tend to get flagged. The content seems to be accepted quite a bit differently. It's interesting. I'm having fun watching that whole thing, and I expose it on the show as a technical aspect.
They're deliberately vague about it, though, so that they control. Like, the Facebook and YouTube censorship farms, you know what I'm talking about, right? Where they have buildings full of people staring at computer screens, just showing you the worst of everything humanity is capable. They have created a deliberately vague system of censorship where they can say, we're only censoring really crazy, bad, dangerous, racist people. And then that's their excuse for being able to take down content that challenges the establishment. And it's such nonsense, because they're not protecting you from racism. They're sweeping it under the rug. If your neighbor's racist and posts something racist on Facebook, you don't want that swept under the rug unless you're pro-racism or you're using it as an excuse for something else. You want that to be in the open, to be addressed. And actually, that's one of the great powers of social media, that is happening despite Zuckerberg's attempt to pervert it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, people are being who they would really be in an unfiltered area. And it's some people pay for it. They pay for it very badly because they do very stupid things that get shown off. Listen, we're closing in on another break, and that means also that we're kind of getting close to running out of time. I got to ask you about this, because this has just happened to me, and my own integrity has been questioned in this all of a sudden. And this has never happened before, and it was bound to happen. That's the nature of what I do, and it's the nature of this show and how I expose myself. And my integrity's been brought into question about bringing you on the show, somebody running for president, somebody who calls himself an anarchist. And there's this community out there. I don't know, because I'm not a part of it. I know who they are, but you're apparently on the outs with the anarchist community. And Larkin Rose came out here recently and said that he's not going to share a stage with you at Anarchopoco, and it's about all this other stuff, and he's made some claims, and there have been counterclaims, and I don't know. I have you here. Can you address it? Tell me exactly what's going on, because there was something that popped up, and it keeps popping up, and it just annoys me, because I'm tired of this. It comes down to putting other people in the middle of a fight that isn't necessarily theirs, or that isn't honest, or that they're not being intellectually honest about. And so I don't like being put on the spot like that, and I know you don't. And so I hope that you actually know what this is even about, that you even know that he said this, and that you can address this at all, because I'm curious, and apparently there are other people that are curious now.
Yeah, well, Larkin Rose has been one of the people that's been spreading a lot of things that are untrue about me online, and it really speaks to his low standard of journalistic integrity. You know, I've made mistakes before in that realm, but I've always, you know, owned up and corrected things. I think that's what sets someone who's honest apart from someone who isn't. And he's one of these people who tells people not to vote. And I would say that if he's not a plant, he's doing the work of, you know, the government plants, the COINTELPRO type agents for them. And I think it's sad that those kinds of tactics work.
It is sad.
All right, hold that thought. We got to go into a break. We'll come right back and we'll just spend another minute on this issue. I didn't even want to do this, but they put me there. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
This is important, and I appreciate that my guest Adam Kokesh has taken his time to come here and spend an hour with me just talking. And I wanted to talk about the important things first, in case for some reason this stupid thing, because it just came up right before the show. And I was so glad that somebody came to your defense, because I'm so sick of the lack of support for each other across the board in this so-called liberty movement. Whatever the hell this thing is, it is broken and it is as broken and as fractured as the people who pretend to make it up. And that bothers me because the whole point of us being who we are, the classic liberals, the anarchists, the libertarians, the voluntarists, is the fact that we have logically thought these things out. We've looked at history. We've looked at sociology. We looked at biology. We've looked at religion. We've looked at economics. And we've said, okay, these are the ways that we're supposed to do these things. And the way we do these things is by voluntarily cooperating and putting our energy to make these things into a reality. And there's so much of this backbiting and infighting in this crowd of people that I guess they call celebritarians, people that are I'm not one. I don't want to become one. I want my voice to be heard. But I don't want to be in the enviable position of you actually a target of these ridiculous ideas that your time belongs to other people, or that your action, that you're responsible for other people's action. There's a whole long list of things that go on here, and I apologize if I'm just sort of babbling about it, but I'm trying to make it clear that I don't do this combat radio and I don't do the angry white guy stuff. So it bothers me when I have to defend myself just because I invited somebody that I wanted to talk to come on the show. And so I just wanted to give you I didn't even know if you had heard that Larkin had said that. I don't know Larkin.
Well, the whole thing about Larkin, I thought that was wasn't that a year ago? I mean, hasn't he moved on to attacking someone else now? That seems like his MO. I'm not against this kind of appropriate criticism and scrutiny. Right. But I think if you try to have someone on your show like me and you get attacked for having me on your show, that should tell you something. There is a deliberate effort out there to keep my message, my voice, gain any prominence. And I think my record speaks for itself, of perfect public integrity. And if you want to talk about the other people involved in this, like Larkin Rose has been exposed to saying, deliberately untrue things a number of times, that we don't expect a higher standard of credibility and thinking for ourselves. I think that's one of the things as a movement we really need to up our game in. You know, and I'm not, since you bring up Larkin, I'll mention him. I don't need to be, getting into this. There are a lot of other people in freedom movement, as I would describe it more broadly, who are leeches, mooches, con men. We've seen currency, especially, a lot of people get taken advantage of. We've seen around events, a lot of people get screwed over. With campaigns, even it happens, within every movement, and just that people have to be, we have to think of ourselves as more conscious consumers of information, of activism, of who we listen to with our attention and who we support. And I know I've been doing this, 13 years full time, one way or another. I've stood up to scrutiny that whole time, and the whole time I've gotten groundless attacks, and no one has ever successfully been able to to get anything to stick other than what I've admitted to. I made mistakes and I learned from them. Like I enlisted in the U.S. military. I was a party to a war crime. I followed orders to torture people when I should have disobeyed those orders. But as an activist, since I've embraced the non-aggression principle, and even before that, even as someone who did unethical things for government, I always did so with integrity, and it doesn't really help to say I did evil things, but I did it with integrity. But it was because I was lied to, and I did it with honest intention, and I've always maintained that framework. And people who don't have that basic credibility really should be cast aside. I don't think people like Larkin Rose should be listened to, because they are really, like I said, they are doing the work of the establishment for them in discouraging people who believe in freedom from being actively engaged in a way that makes a difference. And I think the record's clear. So I just encourage everybody to be more conscious consumers of information. People who, I'm really grateful for Larkin attacking me. It's great free press. People who do the research on me end up liking and appreciating it more as a result.
Man, what a great way to leave it. That was a beautiful response. Adam, I will send you a message later. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll let you get out of here.
Hey, happy to. My pleasure. And remember, if you're listening right now, you got to be an active, engaged audience to support independent media like this.
Thanks, brother.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Man, what a great conversation. And it sucks to end it on that note, but I guess it's my incessant need to make this thing as real as it can possibly be. And it did just happen exactly as I told it to Adam. And that's why I had such a hard time even talking about it before, because it's all just raw. It all just happened. And it set me off in a particular direction, not to necessarily find out the reality of the particular situation that was called into question by Larkin Rose or whatever it is, or series of events or whatever it is that Larkin has called into question about Adam, is that other people are obviously they see it from a different point of view. And the fact is that my job, if I have any job here at all, is to provide people, you, the listener, with the truth. And the truth is that I wanted to have a conversation with Adam Kokesh. I wanted to talk to him again since I talked to him in 2012. I've tried to get him on the show before, and I had no way to get in, and that opportunity presented itself, so I took it. I did it because I wanted to talk to Adam, but I also did it because it's a boost for the show. The fact is that his sharing of any links or tweets or anything like that of the show and the archive will get me more hits. It will put this show, the show that believes that we live in anarchy daily, not the show that is preaching or telling people that they have to live a certain way or that their action, their activity, their activism, their movement within liberty movement, freedom movement, whatever it is owed to a particular mindset or any other particular person or point of view. The reality is that we need to have all of these things in the pool of ideas and tools and resources that we have. Even the ones that you don't like have to be there, if for no reason than to compare what you don't like to what you do like, to value what you need to have, what you feel you want to have, what makes you whole more by being able to compare it to what it is you don't like. There's this idea that it's universal, but we'll talk about it in terms of real estate, because this is one that they often tell you about. And real estate is a big deal and has been for a long time, not just because of the fact that you can own property, which you can't anymore, but because of the fact that it's such an integral part of the economy and the way it's manipulated and the way they've been able to produce bubbles in the economy and stuff. And that is the idea that you can't have the best house on the block. And this is, when I say this is a universal idea, is because if yours is the most valuable house on the block, that means that everybody else's house is bringing yours down at best. Okay, that's the best. And you have nothing to strive for. That's the more important idea behind that, is that you're not the top in there, that you're not the extreme, that you're somewhere in the comfortable middle, where most people are, where most people want to be. We don't want to have to not like our neighbors because of politics or because of the color of their skin or whatever it is. We just want to have to not like our neighbors if we don't want to like our neighbors, and we don't want to have to be forced to do it. And that's a lot of what government does, is it goes around forcing groups to work together when they wouldn't otherwise have to. And they oftentimes do that through stealing money from one group and giving it to another. And they do that in order to pay themselves in the process. So this is the big picture that you should be looking at here when it comes to a conversation. The bad words, I already own it. So, the bad talk, sorry, I already own it. because I've got an idea. When it comes to the bad talk, it's a reality that, along with everything else, you have to accept it, if for no other reason than it keeps you honest. It keeps you allowing people to have their ideas and allow people to have their views. And damn it, aren't we talking about growth? Aren't we talking about moving past what happened a year ago? If that's the case, I don't know. That was a very real thing that just happened right there. I wanted to have this great conversation with this guy, and everything that he said throughout that entire conversation was awesome, right? It was perfectly anarchist, voluntarist. It was everything that you want to hear if you're the person striving to show that your ideas work through what you do, as opposed to hope that they show You know, it's the step further. It's the difference between living it and living it loudly, maybe. I think that's a good way to put it. I think that's a really good way to put it. And even at the end there, at the end of the conversation, I thought that he answered it perfectly. I thought he answered that question perfectly. I don't know about conjecture or claim that anyone is anyone, and I'm not saying that that's exactly what was happening there about sort of spies or insiders or anything like that, but there is a certain conscious effort that's gone on. It seems like there really does, because there are good people with good ideas that are being left out of the conversation, and they're being ignored. And for me, that bothers me for a lot of reasons, because one, we're supposed to be finding and sharing all of these ideas, and the core values of them are there. All right, let's do it. Let's say it. Let me be specific about it. All right. If it's about me, and it is, I've invited Larkin Rose to come on this show, and he won't come on the show. He won't even acknowledge my existence as far as that goes. I mean, we've conversed back and forth. He knows that I'm real, that I'm out here, but he won't come on the show. Neither will Jeff Berwick. And these are the kind of people that we're talking about, that Adam was talking about. Unfortunately, I think he was probably on a phone, and he probably had one of those headset microphones on, and he was moving around. I mean, he was spinning around in his chair or something like that, or moving around doing things at the same time. Whatever it was occasionally he was cutting out there. And to me, it gave me the impression of somebody who had a loose mic jack thing going on, the way it was cutting out at times right there. Not just the sort of internet connection, Skype duplexing thing that was going on there. But the message got through to me. I heard it. There was no mistake in the things that he said as far as I'm concerned in where he appears to be. Okay, let me get this straight right here. Whether it's Larkin Rose or Jeff Berwick or anybody else, Adam Kokesh, it doesn't matter who it is. I am not these people. I don't know who these people are. I don't know them. I don't follow them. I don't follow them any more than I follow any of these other people. I don't have a great big collection of quotes that I can pull out. That quote that I read you earlier from Frederick Douglass, you know how I got that quote? I typed anarchy quotes, anarchist quotes, something like that in the old search engine tool there, and pulled up a quote that I thought sounded good. Whoa, I didn't know that. It's not other people's opinion of the world, and other people's opinion of other people is not a large portion of my understanding of the world and other people and the universe. I let them and those things all speak for themselves, and that includes Adam Kokesh. And the hour that he was here, the things that he said, I thought were fantastic. And while I'm right here, I'm not voting, and I'm not voting for him. And frankly, mathematically, if anybody believes that he can win, you're fooling yourself. It's a protest vote. It's a place for him to come and say a message. And he did. And he said what I thought was the right message. That's my opinion. And it's unfortunate that we had to do that thing at the end, but I think it was necessary. I think it had to be done for me to make my statement and my point, not for him to make his statement and his point. He has all the voice he needs. Anytime he wants to take on a Jeff Berwick or a Larkin Rose or anybody else who calls him into question. There are others. Danny Panzella, my good friend Danny Panzella, called into question having Adam on the show. But he didn't call me into question. Other people did. And that was the point in doing that. And it was the point in showing the reality of what's going on here and everything that I'm trying to do. And I hope you get it. And I hope that you got the important part of what Adam was saying. I don't want to dwell on it too much. because overanalysis is paralysis. Ultimately, you end up painting yourself into a corner that you can't talk yourself out of because you overcontemplate things that you don't know the answer to, and you start to create questions. If you are an analytical person and a self-analytical person, this is what happens. If you go too far, if you take it too far, you over-question everything you do and everything that's in relation to it, and it can leave you, which would be a bad point at this point because I'm in the middle of a live show, without a way to recover something that you've said, a corner that you've painted yourself into, or you run yourself out of words to be able to say about it. Luckily, I have this other thing that's underlying in the show where I get to go, let me contemplate about what it is I get to do next and get to expose it to you, that allows me the opportunity to ultimately think out loud. That's what it is. It's really fun. I know there's impeachment going on, and there's a coronavirus that's going on, and there's some scares about that, and there's all sorts of things going on, and I hope you're paying attention if those things are important to you. But you know what I did? There was winter weather this week, and the wife was home, and the kids were home extra days, and so we sat around and we watched movies and TV and just hung out and literally just spent most of the week just sort of sitting on the couch. We have a nice, big, inexpensive eight seats or something like that, a sectional thing, and it allows the whole family, to just pets and all, to just curl up in blankets and avoid the cold, and just watch the tube. And we watched a whole bunch of stuff. There was all kinds of new things out of the box, and I had all kinds of free I still have like three of them left, free coupons for all the different rentals at the Redbox, because I wait until this stuff comes out on Blu-ray so I actually can sit and enjoy these things with my family in my home, and we can pause and we can stop if there's questions about something that we're watching, because I do let my children watch questionable material or material that would be questionable to other people, particularly cartoons. Because I try to express the idea that it's humor, and that there's a certain way to look at it, and I let them do it, and they've been good kids and they've come out well for it. So, if you don't like it, I saw Jay and Silent Bob reboot, and I was so happy to do that. And I've reached out to Kevin Smith, and I hope he's one of the people that I can get on the show. That was something that I was doing this week, is reaching out again, because what I found is that if I don't constantly send out requests, that I'll run myself bare of guests, even though I have all this pool of friends and everything to choose from. People, I'm limited in the time. You know, there's time. I have just this short amount of time, and it's just Sunday. It's just this 2 hours. I have to do everything within that time, or I have to take time out of the rest of my day at some other point to be able to do it, when I would much rather be watching Jay and Silent Bob reboot, as it were. Adam's Family, Gemini Man, Dora the Explorer, if you could believe it or not, the movie that was out about that. I saw The Art of Self-Defense, which was amazingly funny. Oh, it was so hilarious. And it was a dark comedy. So again, like Joker, I told you a little bit about Joker and how I felt that I was laughing at times that it was wrong, but it's all about, I should have got into this a little bit because he touched on it a little bit. I just wanted to talk about hierarchies, and I wanted to talk about the shadow, and I wanted to tell, there's all so many of these things that I wanted to get to, and I want to have these conversations with other people and with you, because they're just so interesting and fascinating. And what has happened is that, you know, I've lived my life and I've exposed it, as it were, here without asking for anyone else's opinion, in the literal sense and in every sense that you can think of. I didn't go look in the books for the rules, and I didn't try to find it that way. I went my own way every single step of the way. And so now, at almost the age of 50, I'm looking back on my life, and I'm finding myself in this position where I'm at now, where I'm trying to convey all of this beauty that has been my life and is my life, and the struggle and everything that's come with it, and who it's and what it is that's made me what I am today, to bring me to share this with you, and how it's all this complete package, and being able to embrace it. And so I've gone and tried to immerse myself in understanding some of these things that I already understood. You know what I mean? by going and getting a little bit more of opinion or a little bit more of a quote unquote authoritative view of something that I've intrinsically, naturally understood to be true about reality. And it's refreshing and it's fun and it's a big F you to a whole idea of a reality of people and a reality of people who have existed that said it's not possible for you to live your life in such a way as to do it yourself in that sense. That's not to say that I haven't benefited from other people and my relationships and that's not it at all. But the driving factor in it has been my understanding of the world, as was shaped by that early influence of, I will admit it, religion. It gave me a chance to, again, compare the good and the bad, what I perceived to be good or what could be bad. It's another ability. It was another way for me to show myself other people's misunderstanding. And so I quit at 12 or so, 13 years old. I quit taking other people's opinion about the world and found my own. And it's really great. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
You
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
So it's interesting. The conversation continues, and the accusations and the it's flying back and forth. It still continues there, and it'll never be solved here. And that's why I didn't want to make myself a party to it. And as far as I'm concerned, I didn't make myself a party to it. I just simply asked questions about why he would be out on the outs with the. With the other so-called mainstream anarchists, and frankly, a lot of the things that I've seen from the mainstream anarchists don't impress me. I'm not impressed. You know, every single one of them that has so far been a friend that I've interacted with in any larger capacity, any of them that has the potential for ego because of the size of their platform. has disappointed me in a pretty big way. And I get that people make mistakes, and I don't, and I give people multiple chances, and that's why I'm still sort of connected in places with people that I might otherwise be dissatisfied with or whatever it is. And I don't think that any of this is going to change anything, and I don't think it does any of us any good when it comes down to it. I think that a lot of people are focusing on are hyper focusing on some gimmicky ideas instead of the harder work of accepting other people. You get this answer a lot. How does anarchy answer this? Well, anarchy doesn't answer that. And so that's what the problem is, because a Larkin Rose or an anarch of Adam Kokesh, I keep wanting to call him Corolla, Adam Kokesh calls himself an anarchist, doesn't mean that he is straight on all of the other positions across the board. How many times do I have to explain this? That these labels exist for a reason, that the actions of the individual exist for a reason, and that you should want to, need to have the information, the choice, the voice to be able to make the decisions for yourself. And you can't do it if you don't have the information and you don't have the argument. And frankly, I want to have the conversation. I want to have the conversation about the stuff that does work, not the stuff that didn't work, not the harping on the thing that happened a year ago. If it was the stage at Anarchopoco a year ago, I apologize for even bringing it up, because if this isn't resolved, if they haven't figured this thing out by now, they're never going to figure it out. And shame on you for trying to drag me into the middle of it, for just having a guest with interesting thoughts, opinions, ideas on the show. We'll do it again next week with my buddy and my good friend, the host of the show. Sorry, I'm choking now. Heartland Waterfowl, Ronnie Phillips on Toward Anarchy next week. Thanks. Take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties.
As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.